This cup of coffee that I just made, this is the best cup of coffee that I've made in weeks. And when I looked down into the water in the Turkish coffee pot as I was about to make the coffee, I remember thinking, that water looks dirty. It had a yellow tinge to it, cloudy, almost as if it had been just scooped out of a sewer somewhere in remote India. And yet that cup of coffee right here, it can't even beat it. So now you know the secret. Find yourself some sewer water, lower Southern Asian sewer water, and frankly, I didn't go to Asia. This is Ventura County water. So the actual secret is find yourself some Ventura County water because it looks just like Southern Indian sewer water. Yeah.
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Or in the words of my good, close, personal friend, Brody Stevens, you got it. You got it. Now, geez, I'm telling you, this the whole fucking thing is weird. This fat bitch that, you remember the fat bitch that Bobby was talking about yesterday? That fat, she works for Core Logic, a woman by the name of Tracy something or other. I don't know her name, but she was outed like a motherfucker by the Twitter community. And some fucker... some piece of shit. Now, this is where people get confused. Some guy said this. Boy, Black Twitter is all over that chick who started that fight, man. You know, the Black Twitter is real. Well, people say that guy's a racist, and I do, and I agree, and a lot of people say, why? Because what that motherfucker didn't understand, it wasn't just Black Twitter. A lot of people, white and black, wanted to know who that goddamn woman was. But this guy made it all about Black Twitter, ignoring the white people that were looking into this thing. Now, I'm sorry, but that is a guy wearing his white goggles, you know. And if you're wearing your fucking white goggles, that's my opinion. If you're wearing your white goggles, then you're goggled, Jack. All right, where are we at here? Okay, here's what's going to happen on the show today, man. First of all, what is this? Oh, this is the website. Oh, yes. See, this is all really fucked up. All this space down here really pisses me off. I know it sounds stupid. I just don't get it. Just don't fucking get it. Yeah. Everything's balanced, and then you get down here, and it's just like, I don't know. We just ran out of space. What the hell kind of a... It's amazing. All right. Let's see. Now. Something not quite the way I want it to be.
Club is going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and chit Tuesday. Club going up.
What the hell is this? Is this a pro football game that I'm watching here? No, that was some weird... That was an interesting camera angle they had on it. All right.
The club going up.
All right. It's a very interesting camera angle here. I'll tell you, football, the coverage of football has changed so much, man, in the many, many, many fucking years I've been watching it. So interesting how, oh my God, just the entire fucking game, man. Oh, get the fuck out of here with this shit. The entire game is now available to fans. Everything. Monday through fucking Sunday, you are in camp, in the fucking, on the trainer's table. Injuries, the trades in the front office, the conversation, the backstairs dealings, the what the players are doing socially, the bench. There isn't one aspect, and this is the thing about social media that's good and bad in a lot of ways. There's not one fucking aspect of anyone's life, if you're in the media, if you're in the public eye, that people don't know about. And I mean, and everyone thinks it's their fucking right. Now, let's take a look at this bitch, this fat slob that started this goddamn fight, okay? This racist cunt. By the way, the Redskin uniforms are pretty fucking... Are these new or are these throwback? Those are throwback. Pretty fucking badass, except for the logo. I guess those are throwback. But, now, this broad opens her yap. Bang. Next thing you know, she's all over the fucking world, let's face it. She's all over the goddamn world. She's there in a towel. She starts a fight at the fucking pool, calling people black fuckers. Go back to your Section 8 homes. Whatever that is, that must be like a low level, is that the lowest rung? That's like Bobby Dooley's mud huts there out in the front, right? You know, where Bobby had those, Bobby was approximating the I think she was approximating native, Gabrielano Chumash homes for, you know, huts from the like 16th century. So she had like these mud ovens and shit, these houses you could buy with mud ovens. Anyway, that must be what that is, that whatever that fucking shithole is that fat pig lived at. And now the bitch is all over the world. Now the bitch is going to say the following thing, which many people do. It's not fair. It's not right. My privacy's violated. Yeah. Now, there's a interpretation, as you know, of the so-called right to privacy, Fifth Amendment, that says where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy, you should have privacy. Reasonable expectation of privacy is in your home, inside your car, inside your fucking body. That's what women have been arguing that one for, you know, 50 fucking years, and that seems to go one in one motherfucking ear and out the other with these pro-life motherfuckers who believe, and, you know, I am one of many who believe that there's not one instance of concern for life among pro-lifers. They don't give a fuck about babies. They care about women fucking. They want to control how, when, how much, how often, with who women fuck. And by God, if we can't get into the bedroom there and keep the penis from going into the vagina, when you get pregnant, now we're gonna make you have that fucking kid. We don't give a fuck about the kid, you understand? We're not gonna lift one goddamn finger for that fucking kid once the kid's born. Don't give me this bullshit, because you see it all the fucking time. I don't give a fuck if there's a group here or a group there that decides they're gonna do this, that, It's like a minority, a decided fucking minority of those people that actually go out of their way to do something for those kids once they're born. The vast majority of those pro-life motherfuckers don't give a shit. Once that kid's fucking born, they goddamn sure prove it through their fucking politics, don't you think? Motherfuckers are like, welfare state this, Obama socialism that. Healthcare here, healthcare that, goddamn, God forbid, healthcare. Fucking, one of the things it has done is it's insured kids, given kids health insurance. Now, if somebody got a problem with that, I don't know. Anyway, all that aside, now I don't want to get myself in a lather here, but it's the same goddamn thing. It's sort of the same. I think line of thinking, the same logic. What am I saying? I don't fucking know. How'd I get into pro-life? We were talking about that woman in Texas. Yeah, whatever. This is what your all-access pass gives you. And this is one of the things that I say. This is the show prep process. This is not me deciding I'm going to get on a soapbox. I don't get up in the morning saying, ooh, I can't wait for the pre-show. I'm going to get to say this, 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 and this. And no, no. I don't have any fucking idea what I'm going to say when I come down here. I have no fucking idea what it is I'm going to say when I come down here. What I am doing is I'm venting, I'm opening up a few of the valves, you know, I'm opening up a couple of the ballast tanks, I'm blasting out some of the sewage, I'm getting things moving. It's part of the creative process, and I hope you're not offended by it. I suppose I could understand, but you need to realize that I'm not doing it to offend you. I'm not doing it to anger anybody. I'm doing it to get my fucking brain working. And it's a hard one to understand. But I'll go back to the example I brought up about the Friends writer's room. You know, and I brought it up the other day to some folks I was talking to. That in the Friends writer's room, there was a lawsuit that essentially... Oh, I was talking to the guys about it when we were doing our roundtable, to Dave and to Kurt and Guy and Brody. And we all... They were all familiar with the story that production assistant at Friends decided to sue for sexual harassment because the conversation in the writer's room was very sexist and very, you know... It was very graphic is what it was. It was graphic, sexually, scatological, etc. Or etc. And the individual sued for sexual harassment. The court held with the Friends, with the production company, saying you can't reasonably expect to sit down in a creative environment and come up with scripts and jokes and etc. without there being a lot of conversation and talk, unedited conversation and talk and thought and snippets of thought that will, you know, be heard and be expressed. That's what happens when you're doing that kind of work. You know, I don't think it's any different than any other work, but the creative area is different. If you're an architect, how many drafts do you go through before you get the one that you like? How many different ideas? If we could look at, or if the guy that hired you could look at all of your drafts before you gave him the one that, you know, he bought, if he could look at all that dog shit and he never got, boy, you really suck, man. You know, look at all this shit. You know, you don't know your ass. You can't let people in on that process without at least explaining it to them, and you hope they understand. That's what I'm doing here. But that's why you pay for the privilege, too. I mean, pay for the privilege. That's why you pay for this, because I can't just have anybody drop in on this. People are going to go, oh, what a fucking asshole Phil Hendry is. I may be an asshole, but not for the reasons some people may think, you know. All right, let me see here. Show open. What I'm doing here now is just doing my little notes here. Whoops. Don Berman, and he was videotaped. I don't know. What's a good Italian name? I don't fucking, you know. Verona. Is Verona Italian? Let's see, Italian. Let's get Italian surnames, huh? What do you think? Let's get Italian surnames. Italian surnames. God damn it. Oh, Italian surname. There you go. Behind the name, Italian surnames. Here we are. There's some great ones here. ABBA. ABBA Deli. Hello, I'm Leslie Accardi. Accardi, there's a good one. Accardi. Son of Accardi. There we go. Accardi. So her name is Leslie Accardi. Because what's going to happen here is the whole idea of being videotaped. And then they're going to have... Don Berman. Then we have Jay Santos in Dannemora, New York, playing grab ass in the parking lot near the prison. They still haven't done shit. We need to get Harvey Weinman's news here. News. Harvey's news. Civilian worker at Clinton Prison has questioned about escape contact. This woman, Joyce Mitchell. This woman is American Keith Broomfield killed fighting in Syria. American citizen Keith Broomfield was killed fighting in Syria. State Department for Government Agency. What the fuck? An American? By the way, let me look and see here where we're at. 17 minutes. Okay, good. This ought to be interesting. I wonder what this is about. Wait a second there. What is this? Viagra.
No!
He dropped his Viagra.
The all-new Fiat 500X crossover. With 70 standard and available safety features, including options like all-wheel drive...
The last Viagra the guy had.
It's eye candy that watches the road.
Dude, don't run out,
President
man.
President Obama announcing plans to send 450 more U.S. troops to train Iraqi security forces in their life or death battle against ISIS. This, as we're learning that an American named Keith Broomfield has been killed fighting against ISIS in Syria. Let's get straight to CNN's Barbara Starr, who is live at the Pentagon. Barbara, before we get to the president's plan, what do we know about this American?
Keith Broomfield was an American citizen. The State Department, Pam, confirming he was killed in northern Syria near Kobani. The belief he was fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces against ISIS in that area. One of just several Americans caught up in so many different sides of this conflict.
And Barbara, the U.S. has been training the Iraqi troops for years, going back to what the president is doing, sending those 450 troops. How is this different? What makes this different from what we've done in the past?
Well, this time it could get very interesting and very difficult for U.S. troops. This now opens the door to American military personnel going out in Anbar province to look for Sunni tribes to work with, one of the most dangerous areas in this conflict.
Thank you.
Iraqi forces continue to struggle in the battle against
ISIS. Well, I didn't want to see this.
Their goal now, to try to retake Ramadi and push ISIS back.
Okay, that's great. I just wanted to see about this guy, Broomfield. Okay, where are we at? Civilian worker. Okay, this is the thing we want to do. We want to print this. This is the New York Times. This will be Harvey Weinman's thing. So we're going to print this up. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And print we do. Now, American Keith Broomfield, Bill Clinton says he will stop giving paid speeches if Hillary wins. NBA found Cavaliers tired. They should see the other guys. South Korea puts 14 mayor's cases. It takes toll. Chicago beats Tampa 2-1, even series 2-2. The Arsenal says Liverpool man stars released. What? Oh, these are the guys released? Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard. We're heading off. Yeah. Preston North End duo sign new 2-year contract. North End boss. Preston North End is interesting. I don't want to bore you with a lot of soccer talk, but this is the Preston North End is the very first team to ever win a English League championship in England back in the 19th century, and they have just been promoted to the championship level of English soccer. Which means they are one level below the premiership. And I just think it's a kind of a fascinating story if they are able to make it back up to the top rung of English soccer if they were to actually vie for a league championship again, since they were the very first to win the league. But I know that I'm probably the only guy that gives a shit, and so thank you very much. Now, unless, of course, we have viewers this evening in the Grand UK, Great Britain, Ireland, you know, the thing there, that give a shit, that's great. I love the weekends. The weekends are coming up. I always watch my Australian rules football now, see, because I got no, because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about basketball. I don't give a fuck about hockey. Not that. It's okay. What? Even when the fucking Kings won, I could give a shit, you know? Like, my thing is football, especially if the fucking, if one of my teams could make it into the Super Bowl, which, like, I don't have a team now, but, and then the Dodgers in baseball, and, yeah, the Dodgers in baseball. The Angels, I love the Angels because of Socha, but beyond that, man, I don't really give two shits. Erk. Excuse me. Yes, this is Harvey Wireman, and, Bills, HC, Rex Ryan, we won't have, a LeBron at quarterback. So Rex Ryan is now head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I hope he has learned. I wish Rex Ryan all the best. I hope he has learned. And, I hope Rex Ryan, because I've been around these guys that are defense coaches. And that's fine, but you got to have some offense, man. I say I've been around them. Geno Smith, 25 to 34 interception, 2 seasons as Jets quarterback. What? Return of. We're going to get some passing going in this motherfucker. Obama has more troops. Putin meets Pontiff over Ukraine. Homer and Marge set to split. On The Simpsons. Homer and Marge are going to get a divorce? Well, all right, whatever. Guess that's the end of the show. Naked Canadian truckers detained in Malaysia are really well behaved. What in the fuck kind of story is this? Look at this story. What is this? Can I please not? Could I have my screen back, please? Thanks. Naked Canadian truckers detained in Malaysia, really well behaved, friends. 2 Saskatchewan siblings detained in Malaysia must wait as authorities spend 4 days investigating their alleged crime of obscenity, posing naked for a photo on the peak of the sacred Mount Kinabalu Hukuku and angering its spirit guardians into triggering an earthquake that killed 18 mountaineers. What? Bullshit! On Wednesday, video surfaced of 4 in the group of 10 young backpackers exiting a police station in Sabah, donning purple jumpsuits and shielding their faces from the cameras. Investigators, this is right up Harvey's alley. This is a story that is 1-2. This is a story that can only get more interesting as the days go by. If I was doing a morning show, I would call these guys up and go, hey, how's it going, huh? Have you stripped nude since then, or what's going on? This is Kip and Bo Neal here on CXYZ in Calgary. Well, how do you... Philip Gourley told the National Post, how do you know? You don't know what the laws of Malaysia are. They angered the Spirit Guardian, and they must pay with their lives. You don't go over there and go, ooh, ooh, I'm nude. Look at me, I'm nude, huh? Are you nude? You feel good about that? Yeah. Well, guess what? You just pissed off the Spirit Guardian. We had an earthquake. There's thousands dead. Oh, now, come on, man. You can't hang that up. Yes, I am. I am hanging that on you. Hold on. What a riot, man. Okay, what time is it, man? Shit. God damn it. I'm always jacking fucking goddamn. Always not enough time to do anything in this world. We never have enough time to do anything in this world, do we? So, Daily Audio. Oh, Susanna. Oh, I come from Alabama. With a banjo on my knee. Will I come from Alabama? Will I come from Alabama, Alabama? I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. All right. Okay, all right. So we have Don Berman in the newsroom. Phone bed newsroom. This is always a fucking bitch and a half, you know. Living room. Let me turn this off. I don't want to get too comfortable feeling cool air blowing on my thing, because sooner or later I got to turn that bitch off. I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from. Bathtub. There's the restaurant. Always a good fallback bed. Restaurant. Machine. Newsroom. I need newsroom, motherfuckers. Office room. I need a crowded room. This is a good one. I like this bed. I just think... I don't know, man. Oh, Susanna. All right. Let me see where... You know, I'm just going to go flat today with the old EQ thing. I don't give a fuck, you dig? Where's the newsroom, man? Okay. Oh, I come from Alabama with a thing on my knee. Okay, dude. I just don't... God damn it. No, I don't want that. I want the fucking newsroom, motherfuckers. There it is. God damn it. That's a good one there. See what I'm saying?
I have to tell you, Phil, that I'm very angry, and...
What happened?
Well, what happened was, you've got a...
Look, Berman, all we want to know...
You better get your fucking level straight there, bitch, because...
bitch. Wait a minute, who? Did you just call me a bitch?
You heard that right. You got that right. You got it.
What the fuck? Who's this new head coach of the 49ers? He looks like some kind of a guy that breaks knees. Wow. All right, good. Jesus, how'd you like to work for this guy? Seen this new 49er head coach? He looks like he busts knees for a living. He walks with a kind of that pigeon-toed, bull-legged thing, like, you know,
hey, what do you want me to do?
I bet he's a good coach, Simon. Don't get me wrong. He's the antithesis, not the anti, but he's the anti, he's the opposite of Bill Walsh. Is Bill Walsh gone? Did Bill Walsh die? God, man, Bill Walsh was something. I hated him. I hated Bill Walsh because I was a Ram fan in those days. And, of course, if you're a Ram fan, you hated the 49ers. You always hate the 49ers if you're a Ram fan, but particularly when they were winning Super Bowls, you know. And Bill Walsh was something. Christ almighty, that guy. All right, man, I'm ready to go. Here we go, baby. Lock and load, Jack. Lock and fucking load, Jack. Here we go.